From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is flying back to the U.S. after his trip to Asia. In Seoul today, he said the U.S. and South Korea are starting a new push to get North Korea back to talks on its nuclear programs. Mr. Obama said a U.S. envoy will travel to North Korea next month for bilateral discussions. And the president said the U.S. and some allies are talking about new punishments against Iran for resisting international efforts to stop its suspected pursuit of nuclear weapons.
We will be developing a package of potential steps that we could take that will indicate our seriousness to Iran.
Iran has consistently claimed its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes. Senate Democrats have unveiled their long-delayed health care overhaul bill, and it could face a first major test this weekend. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill put together by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid merges the measures approved by two different committees earlier this year. According to the Congressional Budget Office, it would cost $849 billion over 10 years and reduce the deficit by $127 billion over that same period. But the measure needs 60 votes to proceed, and following a closed-door meeting of Democrats, it's not yet clear all those votes are there yet. Republicans have vowed to maintain a unified force against the measure and slow down consideration as much as possible. The first test is likely to come Saturday on a vote to break a threatened Republican filibuster on the motion to simply get the bill to the floor to formally open debate. If that prevails, full debate is expected to last for several weeks. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in New Orleans has ruled the federal government failed to properly operate and maintain a shipping channel, which led to severe flooding after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say it's a monumental victory. NPR's Kathy Lohr has more on the story from New Orleans.
The plaintiffs argued the court ignored problems with the Mississippi River Gulf outlet, that the channel eroded wetlands, created waves, and a storm surge that ultimately overwhelmed the levee system. Judge Stanwood Duvall agreed and awarded plaintiffs more than $700,000 in damages. Pierce O'Donnell is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
For the first time in American history, for 200 years, the Army Corps of Engineers has been held liable for catastrophic damage caused by one of its projects.
The judge said the Corps was negligent and liable for flooding in St. Bernard Parish and in the Lower Ninth Ward. He said failure to fulfill its duties resulted in a catastrophic loss of human life and property in unprecedented proportions. A spokesman for the Corps says the agency is reviewing the ruling. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The European Union is set to make history by naming its first full-time president. The 27 EU leaders meet later today in hopes of selecting the person to fill that post. Terry Schultz has this report from Brussels.
Early frontrunner Tony Blair, a former British prime minister, is the best-known contender, but that very quality is one of the reasons he's now considered a long shot, as other heads of state don't want to be upstaged. Now the most likely pick is Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy, who isn't expected to cause that kind of problem. The current EU president under the old system, Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, is responsible for finding a consensus candidate. He admits he doesn't quite have one heading into tonight's summit, but he's determined to emerge from that meeting victorious.
It might take a few hours. It might take all night.
Just in case, the Swedes have made arrangements for breakfast to be delivered to the summit site tomorrow morning. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Hamid Karzai has been sworn in for a second term as Afghanistan's president after a disputed election in which his major opponent pulled out of a runoff. In his address, Karzai pledged to confront corruption, which has seriously undermined his government's effectiveness and prompted the U.S. and other allies to consider how much military and other support to provide. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is among foreign officials at today's events in Kabul. At least 18 people have been killed today in the latest bombing in northwest Pakistan's largest city, Peshawar. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside a courthouse. Peshawar has been targeted by bombers several times since the Pakistani military launched a campaign against Islamist militants. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.